Brother Armando mentioned 2 Peter chapter 1. I'd like you to turn back there this evening by way of invitation. I'd like to examine that text just a little bit more. It is always amazing to me when I hear individuals deny the possibility of our forfeiting our standing with God. There are some will go so far as to say that what a man does has absolutely no bearing upon his standing or lack thereof. That God's sovereignty precludes that man's salvation or his standing with God is in any way dependent upon himself. There are others that will take one half of that, and they'll say, once saved, always saved. And maybe there are certain things an individual must do to reach that point, but it's not necessary that he maintain in any way in order to have his standing with God. There are so many passages of Scripture which teach otherwise. They call for us to be steadfast and call for us to grow and to mature, and gives us warnings if we don't. This is just one example of it. Of course, the list begins in verse 5, things that we are to add to our faith. In that list are virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And he states in verse 8, if these things are yours and abound, there are two things there. You have to have them. And you have to abound in them. And if both of those things are present, they are yours and they abound, then you will be neither barren nor unfruitful. Now, what do the Scriptures teach us concerning the barren or unfruitful branches? The barren or unfruitful branches are those branches that will be cast out to the outer darkness, cast off, burned in fire. But if you have these things, you've added these things, you're diligent, then you will not be barren or unfruitful. But in verse 9, in contrast, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. And so you'll notice in verse 5, the statement, that you're to give all diligence. Give all diligence. That means work hard at it, to add these things to your faith. And then he restates that in verse 10, therefore, brethren, and it's as a result of what he's saying. If you have them, it's good. If you don't have them, you're in danger. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Now, brother, if there's anything that's clear, it's that if you don't do this, then your call and election is not sure. Because these are the things that you do to make it sure. So that indicates the possibility of an individual being upon tenuous ground or circumstances with regard to his standing with God. An individual who has not been diligent to add these things to his life. But if you do it, you'll make your call and election sure. If you do it, you will never stumble. If you do it, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The whole purpose of the admonition when he states these things, if you do it, this good thing will happen, is the realization that if you don't, then it may not. And in fact, if you go and take that opposite side and look at it from a different direction, the Hebrew writer mirrors what Paul is saying in Hebrews chapter 5 and 6 when he talks about individuals who had been taught the rudiments of the gospel of Christ, and they should be teachers, but they were again in need of being taught those fundamentals. And it was because they were not progressing. They weren't diligent. They were not adding to their faith. And as a result of that, these individuals were in danger of falling. And with regard to those individuals, the latter end would be worse than the beginning. So we need to be careful. We need to be diligent. We're going to call upon any who are here this evening to such diligence, to make that a purpose in your life, to grow and strengthen yourself as a child of God. If there's anything that is lacking that we can assist you and help you with, then we offer ourselves to you by way of invitation. But really, a big portion of this is simply determining to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and on in that list, and to grow, to steadfastly and diligently apply yourself to becoming a strong Christian so that you will not stumble and you will receive that eternal reward. We can help you in that in any way, encourage you, pray for you, that we certainly avail ourselves to you and hope and pray that you'll take advantage of it. If there is one who's not a Christian who needs to become one today, repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, be baptized, have your sins washed away. If you believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We offer an opportunity, whoever may need it, if you have that need, would you answer the invitation this evening by coming while together we stand and sing.